Blog Talk Radio.
To the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble. And once again, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life, out of your busy schedule, to join me in the new year on my podcast. It is such a joy. January 2nd, Monday, January 2nd, we have arrived. We have survived. And it is a true joy to once again host this important podcast, being a voice for my dear Iranian friends in 2023. Happy New Year to all of my listeners. I pray that you had a good, safe, good New Year. Safely you have arrived, and thank you so much for listening today. I want to reaffirm my commitment to being a voice for Iranians in 2023. I remember distinctly when it all happened, April 2011. I had just finished writing my second book, Shining Star, A Light in the Darkness of Iran. And it was as clear as if you were standing or sitting right next to me, and I heard God speak to my heart and say, I want you to talk to Iranians. I want you to be their friends. And I thought, Lord, how can I do that? And I was pretty new to Facebook. And the Lord showed me, as I began to gather friends, requesting them in Iran, I just began the process. I really wish I could explain to you in detail how it really all began. And it was 2 years later that my dear friend, Kel Fritzi, interviewed me on her podcast. And she immediately told me after that interview, Randy, you need to host your own program. Well, I had never done anything like that before. Well, my good friend, Kel, who just a few years ago went home to be with Jesus, she introduced me to this format on Blog Talk Radio. I needed her help for a couple of programs, but she showed me, and she trained me, and she encouraged me, and I have her to thank for this success. Yes, it was the Lord guiding me, and yes, it was the Lord in his perfect timing helped me to meet key people. He's always done this. Networking. And as I think back to my first radio program in 2013, do you know it's going to be 10 years this June? I'm just amazed. No, I don't have millions of listeners or followers or anything like that. I have exactly what the Lord wants me to have. And he has given me favor. He has networked me with many, many people. And I say all of that to say this to you. In 2023, I expect incredible things to happen. I believe with all of my heart that the revolution that is going on in Iran since September 16th, that this is going to be a pivotal year. Nowruz, the Persian New Year, is coming up in March. March 21st. I know my Iranian friends are just hoping that somehow this will begin the downfall of this regime. There are cracks in the foundations. Make no mistake. They know it. They're afraid. They cannot control this revolution like the other ones. This one has gone on for 110-plus days since September 16th, and there is going to be no end to it. I believe God is going to bring down this evil empire, as he has been faithful to do it in many instances. I think of the Berlin Wall in 89. I think of the fall in Cuba, the change in leadership, the death of Castro. I think of so many examples of that. And God raises up kingdoms and he brings them down. And he has heard, I know he has heard the cries of my Iranian friends. I want to begin the broadcast today by speaking to some of you that may have not listened to before, some of you who are familiar with the format. And the first question people might have is, what do you mean the cross in the desert? I understand the speaking hope and freedom to Iran part, Randy, but what is this cross in the desert? Okay, I want to explain that. It's from my book, The Cross in the Desert, Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran, and I want to tell you why I call my program The Cross in the Desert. I love to paint with words. I want the listener, the reader, to feel, to taste, to hear what I'm writing. I want to draw them into another world. I want to draw you into another world where you can explore and imagine with all of your senses. The reason I call it the cross in the desert, it's the image of a dry, hot, treacherous desert with sweltering, unbearable heat. And that's the perfect way for me to introduce to you, the listener, the reader of this book, to introduce to you the cool and refreshing rivers of living waters for you that may be the desperate traveler. You're dying of thirst. It brings to mind the imagery of Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God, I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. Well, the imagery of what I just read to you in this psalm introduces to you, the listener, who may be the weary traveler, who is longing maybe for the presence of God in your life. You're the traveler. You've been desperately searching, zealously trying to connect with God. And you realize that your life is empty without his presence. And you might be a traveler, a listener, a reader. You're suffering from despair. And like in the psalm, you're crying out with your whole being for relief. Oh, God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. Well, I think you can relate the condition I'm describing. I chose this name for my blogs, my podcast, to paint to you a picture, to entice and draw you out of your mundane existence and give you a longing for finding purpose and fulfillment in life. You know, we have to be honest. Sometimes life can seem meaningless and empty and without purpose. We feel like we're trapped in this imagery of a scorching heat in a desert day. We're thirsting and longing for a new beginning. But in the midst of this desperation, the God of the Bible is reaching down to you and giving you relief, giving you refreshment. He is pouring out his irresistible love and rejuvenating your soul. He's taking you, he's taking me from the barren, scorching heat of the dry and treacherous desert and rejuvenating you with streams of living water. What does Jesus say? John chapter 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John chapter 7, verse 38, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. And finally, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. Jesus promises to quench our spiritual thirst. He offers us himself in all of his splendor, glory, love, and compassion. When we plunge into the rivers of his love, we are healed, we are forgiven, and all of our guilt and shame is washed away forever. Jesus truly is the cross in the desert, a reservoir of living hope. Now I think you might understand a little bit better why I call this the cross in the desert. And there is a pivotal verse of Scripture in Psalm 72 that has become the anthem for my program. It's the anthem not only for my program, but for our life. And I pray this almost every day for my Iranian friends. And I want to say this here to you in the beginning as I begin 2023. This is my prayer for my friends in Iran. Psalm 72, verses 12 through 14. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their prayers, their lives are precious to him. God says, he promises, I will rescue you. I will help you who are oppressed. I will defend you. I understand your feelings because I've been there myself. I will redeem you, O Iran, from oppression and violence. Your lives are precious to me. Not only this psalm, but Proverbs 31, 8 through 9 sums up what I do every Monday and every Thursday on the cross in the desert. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. That is the theme of this program. I want to take us back a few months ago in the beginning of this new year program, and I want to reacquaint you with a dear friend of mine. Her name is Modest. She's an English teacher. She lives in Mashhad. Mashhad has had lots of violence, lots of arrests, and some executions. And I want to read to you a little bit from the story I wrote about a very supernatural event that happened to me at my workplace last October. And it's in my Cross in the Desert blog. And as I'm thinking of this program today, this blog, this experience is number one. I want you to hear it because it's why I do the Cross in the Desert. It is why I call it Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran. I was relaxing in the break room at Chick-fil-A just a few minutes before the beginning of my shift, and I received a voice message on Telegram. That doesn't happen very often. I noticed it was from my Iranian friend, Modest. I hadn't heard from her in a long time. So I immediately opened up and listened to the message and was completely unprepared for what I was about to hear. In a trembling voice, racked with tears and desperation, Modest pleaded with me from the other side of the world, quote, Randy, please be our voice. They're killing us. They're killing both young and old. Please be our voice. Now, I knew about Mahsa Amini. It had just been a few weeks ago. I was reporting on this in my Cross in the Desert. I was reporting on everything that was happening. But this took me by surprise. I hadn't heard from Modest in so long. And I wish I could play for you her voice. You could hear her desperation. Chills ran up and down my spine. Tears filled my eyes. I was gripped by an intense feeling of urgency. I banged my fist down on the table in frustration. The lives of my Iranian friends were in danger, and I just wanted to be there right now to stand by their side and fight with them. For the last 10 days, brave young women joined by men in more than 110 cities across Iran had taken to the streets, outraged over the senseless, brutal death of Mahsa Amini. The morality police had arrested her on September 13 for not wearing her hijab properly, for showing a few strands of hair. They explained to her brother that she was being transported to a detention center in Tehran. She's going to be re-educated on the Islamic dress code. Well, a few hours later, she would have been pronounced brain dead at a hospital, lapsing into a coma. The official explanation was that Mahsa had somehow suffered a heart attack, regardless of the fact she's only 22, right? But bystanders had witnessed her being beaten in the head as she was being forced into a police van when she was arrested. The cruel and unjust death of Mahsa Amini had sparked a revolution with thousands of Iranian men and women taking to the streets, outraged and demanding freedom from a dictatorship government. I had been very busy on my Facebook page posting stories and videos in support for my dear Iranian friends. I had also reported on their plight and struggles for freedom on my blog talk radio program, The Cross in the Desert. I immediately sent back a voice message assuring Modest that I would be her voice and the voice of all Iranians. I pleaded with her, be careful, and told her I would be praying for her safety. Randy, please be our voice. I cannot adequately express into words the awesome responsibility of being their voice. It is the passion and the driving force of my everyday life. It is the reason that I write their stories in my self-published books. I will never forget the incredible story that Modest shared with me a few years ago, right before the Persian New Year in Iran. She recalled a frightening incident one day at school when she was just a little girl. The teacher had sternly warned all of the girls in the class that they had better wear their hijabs according to Islamic law, or if not, that on Judgment Day, Allah would dangle them over the fires of hell by their hair. Growing up in Iran as a child, this was the picture of God that Modest had been taught. God was not a God of mercy or love, but rather a God of fear and retribution that just couldn't wait to punish his disobedient children. You could hear in her trembling voice that same little girl, now terrified and pleading with me to support them. I bowed my head in prayer for Modest, and I remembered the awful story that I had read the day before, tragic death of another young Iranian girl. 17-year-old Nika Shakarami had bravely joined the protest in the streets and never returned home. 10 days later, her parents were told to come and see her lifeless body in the morgue. Nika's nose had been smashed in and her skull crushed. A few days earlier, 20-year-old Hadis Najafi, she's seen on a video tying back her blonde hair in protest and marching down the streets of Karaj only to be shot 6 times and killed for the crime of wanting freedom. And as I remembered these horrifying stories, I was gripped with the fear of the same tragedy happening to my dear friend Mottis. And I could not bear the thought of that tragedy for another second. But I reluctantly got up from my chair. I had to begin my job. Let me just say this again to you so that you understand that there is nothing more important to me in my life than being a voice for my Iranian friends. I'm not doing this for money, for fame, for popularity. I do it simply because I love them. And I also do it because the Bible admonishes me to be their voice for freedom. I want you to hear Proverbs 31, verses 8 through 9 again in a different translation. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are unfortunate and defenseless. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and administer justice for the afflicted and the needy. Let me tell you what, being silent in the face of injustice, cruelty, and the slaughter of human life is an egregious sin that lacks any sense of humanity or compassion. It was the great German pastor, he was Lutheran, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who courageously defended the church during World War II and was unafraid to stand up against Hitler. He rebuked the weak and afraid, proclaiming, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." If Bonhoeffer was still alive today, I believe he would raise an accusing voice toward the mainstream media for their silence and ignorance when it comes to the human rights of the Iranian people. They are willingly silent in the face of evil. We need a prophetic voice that will be unafraid to confront the evil of silence and to confront the self-centered governments of this world who have economic ties with the Islamic Republic of Iran, lining their pockets with profits while ignoring their desperate cries. The Biden administration is a prime example of sinful appeasement for the sake of a legacy. They are willing to sit down at a table across from this terrorist regime and negotiate a nuclear deal instead of rebuking them for their oppressive policies against innocent people and speaking up for human rights. President Biden wants to have a legacy behind his name like Barack Obama did in 2015 when he gave billions of dollars of sanction relief money to the Iranian government that was spent on furthering terrorism in the Middle East. I refuse to be silent in the face of evil. Right after work, I messaged Mottis back on Telegram, promising her that I will never back down and never give up until she can walk down the streets of Tehran one day without fear under a new government of freedom and democracy. I want you to hear the desperate voice of Mottis with me. I want you to feel the fear, the panic, and frustration tearing at her soul. It is only when we together raise our voices and bring awareness and condemn the evil that Iranians have any hope for a bright future, a new tomorrow, where the shackles and chains of a dictatorship are finally torn away from their hearts and minds. Speak up for those that cannot speak for themselves. It is our humanitarian duty. It is our calling. I feel the lion in me wanting to roar. I want you to hear this song by Elevation Worship.
King of angels, son. prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord.
I want to thank you so much for listening today to The Cross in the Desert, Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran. I will see you next Monday on my broadcast, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Have a great and safe week, and I will see you then.